With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. This episode is brought to you by whatever mess is going on inside my head. lots of mucus. Chickens, we are still watching The Family of Blood, which is part two of Human Nature and The Family of Blood. It's a two-part episode with David Tennant, Freema Agyeman, just in case you're just joining us. You're in episode 223. So the little girl with the balloon, my grandmother used to say balloon and pool and films. She loved an extra syllable, my grandmother. I don't know why. Anyway, the little girl with the balloon says, hold back, which is frustrating because we've just watched about 27 minutes of scarecrows and schoolboys preparing for a war. Like, just lots of shots of war preparations. And now the little girl's like, don't go to war. Martha, meanwhile, tells Joan about the doctor being an alien and that she has been training to be a doctor herself. Different kind of doctor, obviously. She's a medical doctor. And Joan dips her toe right in the bucket of racism and says, you could never be a doctor. Certainly not a woman and certainly not one of your colour. Ooh. Look, I have to say, avoiding this issue is would have been completely problematic. It's difficult to hear, but especially from a character like Joan, who we've come to kind of adore, and you know, we really want the doctor to hook up and, you know, marry. But you know, it was. That's what people's beliefs were at the time. So you can't excuse it, but you also can't avoid it. So I just think it's really, you know, it's really well done in these episodes where Martha's treated as she would have been treated at the time. But I love that she never lets it kind of get at her. Like, she's always fighting back and kind of going, no, 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 no. Just because that's the way it was doesn't mean that's the way I have to put up with it. To the point where she turns on Joan and holds up her hand and starts reeling off all of the bones in her hand. She's like, I am studying. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm nearly finished my internship. And she's reeling off the hand bones. And Joan's like, you could have read that in a book. She's like, yes, I did in a book for my exams. So, yeah, I really like it. I think it's we do have to acknowledge that the world was a terrible place for certain members of our society way back when. Like, I've been watching Lovecraft Country, which is full on when it comes to the racisms and the horror. And sometimes the horror is a relief from the racism, which is frightening. But it's very grown up. I wouldn't watch it. if you don't want to be frightened by horror and racism. Anyway, it's seriously my favourite show at the moment. So Martha is showing off her handful of bones. And Joan, still not impressed. And she's like, look, some of these boys are going to get injured. I'm not okay with the war business, but I'm still their nurse. So I'm going to go off and make sure they're looked after. So Dad of Blood. I don't know what to call them. The father of blood has found the TARDIS and he's got a couple of scarecrows with him and he says the doctor can't escape now. Uh-oh. Joan has found the doctor / Mr. Smith, teacher, and asks him about Nottingham, where he grew up. And he reels off some facts about Nottingham. And she's like, yeah, where did you live? And he's just like, the street. And it's like, it's seriously, it's all textbook stuff. She's like, you could have read that in an encyclopedia. She's like, what about where did you play when you were a kid? Like, tell me about it. And he realizes what's going on. And he's like, how can you think I'm not real? And she's like, well, you know, if you are that man, you can't let these boys fight. It's wrong. And he's like, what choice do I have? And then he kisses her. Oh, the kissing. I know. Look, I was always conflicted with the doctor kissing, but for some reason I'm okay if he's human. I know I'm a contradiction. I'm like, don't kiss anyone, doctor. You're meant to be an alien who doesn't have those kind of feelings. And then I'm like, oh, no, he's human now. He can pash whoever he wants. Just get on with Joan. I've got a problem. So meanwhile, Love Actually Latimer tells the bully that they're going to end up fighting together in the war, but not now. But he's like, you know, we're going to survive this because I've seen us, you know, seen a bomb dropped on us in the middle of World War One. So he pulls out the watch and goes into hiding to ask it what to do. And he's like, what am I going to do? And the watch is like, beware of the girl. And there she is, balloon girl, end of the corridor. Latimer shoots a beam of light at her and she sees the vengeful doctor from the Runaway Bride episode, you know, where he's standing in the stairs and there's rain pouring on him. Oh my God. Oh, we're getting near to Christmas. Maybe we should do all of the Christmas specials. Oh my God, that'll be exhausting. The vengeful doctor, the Time Lord Victorious. Oh, look out. so the door breaks because Baines is like seeing the vision from the little girl, has ordered the scarecrows forward, and then a choir starts singing when the door breaks and the boys start just shooting at the scarecrows. Finally, this war they've been preparing for the last, you know, 20 minutes of montage is happening. And while the boys are shooting, and the doctor's shooting as well, which is weird. It's weird seeing the doctor shoot. And then the doctor slowly starts lowering his gun and the headmaster says ceasefire because all the scarecrows have fallen and the girl with the balloon is there. Which is really kind of confronting because it's like, well, it's fine shooting scarecrows. They're straw, but this is a little girl with a balloon. So the headmaster comes out and is like, ceasefire, everyone. Martha's like telling the scarecrow, don't go near the girl with the balloon. Like, stay away from her. And he's like, as if he's going to listen to a servant. He goes out and tells the little girl to come with him. And then she shoots him with the laser. Oh, the headmaster. He was so stiff upper lippy. The doctor says, put down the guns and retreat. And so they all run back inside. Then Baines turns up with his laser. Everyone's running into the school. There's a panic. They're being chased by scarecrows as they run everywhere. Love Actually runs up the stairs. The scarecrows start parading various boys in front of the little girl. I think they're looking for Love Actually because he's got the watch. And they're all, like, including the bully. He's, you know, looking a bit cowed now. They're about to kill all the useless ones when Latimer, Love Actually upstairs, opens the watch. And they're all like, oh, there he is. So they run upstairs after him. The doctor closes some doors against the scarecrows, and then we see that Latimer has run off into the woods, and the doctor is also hanging around outside. Then we see the father of blood, Dad, he's at the school now, and he's got the TARDIS. And they're calling out to the doctor. So Martha and Joan and Latimer and everyone, they're hiding in the trees, and Martha's like, do you remember it? Do you remember the TARDIS? And he goes, I've never seen that thing before in my life. And Joan's like, mate, it's in the book. And he realizes, the book's real. My dreams are real. And he starts crying. And he's like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to be John Smith. Oh, my God. Oh, it's really heartbreaking. And it's making me think of, you know, I don't want to go. And I'm starting to tear up now talking about it. David Tennant is stupidly resonant performance getting right into my feels. How very dare you? All right, I'll deal with this tomorrow. I'm putting my emotions in a basket.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.